conservation of momentum. If you've ever played billiards, you know that when the cue ball hits another ball, the motion of both balls changes. The cue ball slows down and may change direction, so its momentum decreases. Meanwhile, the other ball starts moving, so its momentum increases. It seems as if momentum is transferred from the cue ball to the other ball. In fact, during the collision, the momentum lost by the cue ball was gained by the other ball. This means that the total momentum of both balls was the same just before and just after the collision. This is true for any collision as long as no outside forces such as friction act on the objects and change their speeds after the collision. According to the law of conservation of momentum, the total momentum of objects that collide with each other is the same before and after the collision. This is true for the collisions of the billiard balls shown in Figure 13, as well as for atoms, cars, football players, or any other matter. So if we look at Figure 13, it says when the cue ball hits the other billiard balls, it slows down because it transfers part of its momentum to the other billiard balls. What would happen to the speed of the cue ball if all of its momentum were transferred to the other billiard balls? Using momentum conservation. Outside forces such as gravity and friction are almost always acting on objects that are colliding. However, sometimes the effects of these forces are small enough that they can be ignored. Then the law of conservation of momentum enables you to predict how the motion of objects will change after a collision. There are many ways that collisions can occur. Sometimes the objects that collide will bounce off of each other, like the bowling ball and bowling pins in Figure 14A. In some collisions, objects will stick to each other will stick to each other after the collision, like the two football players in Figure 14B. In this type of collision, the law of conservation of momentum enables the speeds of the objects after the collision to be calculated. So if we look at Figure 14, it says, in these collisions, the total momentum before the collision equals the total momentum after the collision. And if you look at A, it says, when the bowling ball hits the pins, some of its momentum is transferred to the pins. The ball slows down and the pins speed up. And B, when one player tackles the other, they both change speed, but momentum is conserved.